Hey guys, I'm Lauren.
And I'm Mando.
And we're the Banana Babes. Welcome back. We know that we've been a little MIA. We've had a lot going on, but we are back and we are ready to talk your ears off about all of the fun stuff that we've been doing the last couple weeks. And we are very excited.
Yeah, we officially kicked off the first game in West Palm Beach, which started our World Tour 2023.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we had a lot happen that game. You know, it was the first game to kind of, like, dust off the rust, I guess we would say, and it went very well, you know, for the show aspect as well as behind the scenes for us workers, but we had a great time, and, I mean, being in South Florida, I can't complain. I mean, there's no better place that I'd want to be.
Right? We were all in shorts and short-sleeve shirts, and still hot.
Yes. It was so nice. I mean, it was even breezy. We had a couple, as we'll go into it, we had a couple merch tents, you know, picking up off the ground.
Did.
I was texting Madeline saying, the tents are flying, not to be panicked or anything.
Ending up on the roof.
But yeah, so it was very windy, believe it or not.
Some snapped in half, but it's fine.
Yes, we made it through. But yeah, so I guess to start off, we can talk about the merch setup that you had, which was incredible, by the way.
Yeah, we've definitely upped our game from last year. Last year, we had a lot of grid walls, and then we had boxes of t-shirts, but now we're rolling out, like, concerts and, like, bands do. We have these rolling cases, so they just roll out of the trailer, and they pop up, and they're ready. Like Lauren was saying, though, we did have a lot of wind, so my merch tents, I did lose two to West Palm Beach. They ended up on the roof.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Some pieces snapped in half. But it's fine. We ended up, like, literally having to bungee cord our cases to, like, fences and stuff because the wind was so bad. It was picking up these heavy cases and just tipping them over. So people would be radioing me. They're like, Mando, like, we're down. And I'd walk over. The whole case would be flipped over and all the crates of t-shirts would have fallen out on the ground. But it's fine. We're learning as we go. It's a new learning curve. It's a lot easier than last year.
Yeah.
When grid walls and things were flying away and we had to weight down things with weights from a locker room. So, I mean, I'll take bungee cords in my cases any day over what we had going on last year. So, definitely a step up.
Heck yeah. It looked incredible. So, you know, we can deal with a little bit of wind.
That's right. And what about, like, VIB experiences? Like, I know a lot of people might not even know what VIB is.
Yeah, so VIB, it means very important banana, as one would expect. And so as you guys know, I work with ticket groups, but then also the fun part is that I also get to work with our VIB guests. And so basically, I have a little setup. I have a little side entrance that they'll come to, VIB and then our cake club guest as well, which shout out to Melissa Beans. That's her little nickname. She does K-Club and she's the best at it. And so basically we tag team that entrance and VIB gets to come in early around 4:45 typically, and they get to meet all the players, all the cast. They get autographs on their posters. They get lanyards. They get to sign the fan wall.
They
all
get
a bunch
to
of stuff.
See, like, the parts of the show before the game even starts.
Yes.
Like, they get to watch the guys' rehearsals. And in Daytona, I actually got the chance to watch some of, like, the VIB experience. And it's so cool getting to see, like, the behind the scenes of all the guys doing the dances and getting to, like, go up and talk to them. Like, it's so neat. I was, like, on the phone with my dad and I was fangirling the entire time.
Yes.
And seeing Maceo, like, doing the player dance and stuff. I was like, this is awesome.
Yes. So it's a great time. And that's, like, when we get to really, you know, talk to our fans and meet them and then make those fun experiences for them. And so that's definitely an honor for me to do. And, yeah, it's just a great time. Definitely all, you know, very immersed and hands-on, which is a lot of fun. And then also, during West Palm, we also had the best lunch ever.
The best.
Because you guys know that we love food. And so we actually were able to, Christ Fellowship Missions, they had, brought us a whole, like,
food truck,
and I mean, they had everything from a banana dream cake. It was just incredibleness. It literally was a dream.
And it gigantic cookies the size of like my hand.
Yes, that were like freshly baked.
Yes.
It was incredible. Then like, we had like
the chocolate was just like melting. It was so good.
So good. And so then we also had pulled pork, mac and cheese. They had Celsius for us. I mean, you name it, these people had it for us. And we were so thankful because we were, you know, it was like noon. We were hungry. They just showed up. They had pretty balloons. It was so much fun.
It was amazing.
So shout out to them. We had the best time ever just stuffing ourselves with food before the game.
And anyone that knows the Bananas or knows the Banana Babes knows how much we love Celsius.
Yes.
We love it. We're addicted to it. We keep it in our fridge here at home. We love to take it on the road. We'll go find a gas station and like pick it up. We love it.
Yes, guys. Like it goes to the extent where on tour, so we usually, the places that we can drive to, like West Palm and Daytona, we took buses down there. We don't have any form of vehicles, and so we will literally walk, we will scout out the nearest gas station or any place.
Doesn't matter if it's miles away, that we're still going.
That will sell Celsius, and your girls will go get some Celsius because we need, or Starbucks. Mind you, a Starbucks. I think I walked 2 miles to go find the nearest Starbucks in Daytona, and it was completely worth it. So yeah, Starbucks or Celsius, any form of energy, we're there.
We're gonna be there.
And so then, speaking of Daytona, we had the best time. So this was our first like midweek game of a tour, I believe.
Yeah.
And so we went Wednesday and Thursday, quick turnaround, but it was amazing.
We literally had like a day in between cities. Yeah. I got home on a Sunday and I leave with our advance crew to go ahead and do some scouting out for our merch locations. Got home on a Sunday from West Palm Beach and left on a Monday.
Yes.
It was crazy.
Quick turnaround, but it was amazing. Also, side note, our coworker, Ninja, shout out to him. He has a whole RV that we've been taking.
Yes.
So we're riding in style. I mean, this thing has a bathroom. You can lay down. It's incredible. You can also watch Netflix on the TV.
We've gotten really swole. So next time they put me on a bus, I'm not going to know what to do because I can't like lay out and get my pillow. Like, I'm not going to know how to act.
Yeah. So we're very spoiled. And we also stop at Bucky's because, I mean, you can't go on a road trip without stopping at Bucky's. Those things are incredible.
I get my Dr. Pepper slushie and some of, like, the not pralines. They're cashews.
Yes.
And they have, like, the sugar on them.
Yeah. It's just incredible. You know, we are very spoiled.
If you haven't been to a Bucky's, you must go. I never went until last year, and it has changed my life. It's the Chick-fil-A of gas stations, like, have to stop. If it's anywhere around, we're going.
Incredible. And so, speaking of, so back on track, because, you know, we get carried away with food. So Daytona was incredible, and it was great going back, and it's a little smaller of a ballpark. I believe it fits about, like, 3,500 each night. So it was very intimate, very nice, and we had the best surprise ever because, you know, since I'm a Red Sox fan, shout out to my Boston fans out there. Johnny Damon showed up, which was incredible. I don't even know what I was doing, but I'm standing there and somebody was like, oh yeah, Johnny Damon's here. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? So that was an incredible surprise. I literally told, you know, shout out Johnny Damon, love him to death. However, I was telling Jesse after the game that if Big Poppy was to show up, that I would literally be hanging on his leg and that Jesse would have to pull me off. So I told him to not be mad at me if that ever happens.
I think that would possibly stop breathing if that happens.
Yes. We also have a surprise coming in Tampa, but I'm not going to tell you guys because it's not Big Poppy. I would be screaming right now if it was. However, he is incredible. So yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to Tampa. But also, the next fun thing that we did in Daytona, I guess, do you want to start or do you want me to talk about it?
Well, I'll just say, shout out Joe Lytle for always coming in clutch and keeping everyone on their toes. We had a whole table full of tattoos. Just full of them. Flowers, crowns, snakes, family tattoos.
Yes.
Like, all kinds, sleeves.
Guys,
It was amazing.
So, you know, being around a whole baseball team, they're always goofing around with us saying that we won't do this or we won't do that. So I'm looking at all the tattoos, and I get a little crown because I'm like, you know, I'm a ticket queen. And so I put that on my ankle. I'm like, oh, this is cute. This is dainty. And then I'm like looking at the sleeves, and I think it was Jared Donaldson had looked at me. He goes,
Donnie Day.
Yes, Donnie Day. He was like, you won't put that on your leg. And I was like, give me some water right now. We will do it. Sure enough, guys, I put a arm sleeve on my leg as a leg sleeve because, you know, those are cool. Those are fun. And I then had, it was a whole leg sleeve.
It had like roses.
Roses and everything. Like, it was huge and it looked legit. I mean, I had family on my kneecap, and so I had shown...
I had people asking on my Snapchat if it was real.
Yes. Guys, I showed Emily Cole, and her mouth dropped to the floor. I tried convincing her that instead of fans first, it said family first, but she didn't believe me. But guys, it was incredible. However, it was incredible until I couldn't get it off. I just got it off yesterday, which was Sunday. So a couple days later, I was struggling to get this thing off of me. Like, I went to CVS 3 times trying to find the best solution to get it off. Luckily, after some baby oil and a lot of scrubbing, I was finally able to get the leg tattoo off. It was so bad that I literally had to wear pants on our opening night, which was on Saturday, because I couldn't get it off.
I wondered why you were in the pants.
I was sweating so bad, but I was like, I cannot wear this again. Like, it was funny. It was fun for one night in Daytona, but I think the fans...
I feel like it fit in Daytona, too. Because we're like, yeah. Spring breakers, yeah. You know. But, you know, here in Savannah,
yeah,
not so much.
It definitely would have been a little scary. But anyway, had a great time.
Shout out to DR, though.
Yes, he made it on ESPN, which was incredible. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, so we got some footage of him doing his iconic backflip. He does his back tuck and catches out in the outfield. He did that. ESPN got a hold of it, and he officially made it on their page.
It was incredible.
So shout out to you, Doctor.
Yes. Because then he did another trick where it was like, a catch, flip, cartwheel.
Yeah,
like,
he did like a tumbling pass.
It was like this whole thing.
He did a round
thing.
Off back tuck.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. You know the exact words
for it. Yeah, I used to dance. So I know a little bit.
Little thing or two. Yes. And so then that leads us into opening night in here in Savannah. It was our 7th birthday. So
electric.
Happy
birthday
to
bananas.
Us. It was incredible. It was the best birthday party I've ever been to. In the 6th inning, we had this entire, like, celebration. It had toilet paper, streamers,
confetti
pinatas, you name it.
I walked out of the office door, or our old office door, kind of still our office, it's like our game day office.
Yeah.
I walk out of the door, and toilet paper rolls are flying, kids are screaming.
Bananas are
big,
flying.
Yeah, big blow-up bananas are, like, flying through the crowd. It was electric.
It was incredible. And so then, even to like add to that electricity, we had a kick line. So I didn't even know that they were doing this, but every guy on the Bananas team was literally wearing a Bananas costume with their numbers on the back.
It was amazing.
It was incredible. So then when it was time for them to do their kick line, I could not stop laughing. Like, I could not catch my breath, because the thing was, you know, they have their hands around each other doing that fun kick line. But the thing was, the peels, when they were up on their heads, it kept falling over their eyes. So I don't know if you guys saw or not, but literally half of them could not see what they were doing. And so they're all just dying laughing, but still trying to do the kick line. It was hilarious. It was making me laugh. And I love that we work somewhere where I find it funny also.
Yes.
Like, I am dying at the content that we produce. I'm dying at the stuff that I see happen on the field. And then I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, this is actually our job. You know what I mean? Like, I am laughing just as hard as the fans that are seeing it for the first time.
It's pretty amazing. Our marketing team and our entertainment team, kudos to them. They always catch the most fun content. And it's so fun because I'm not someone that really gets to see a lot of what happens on the field.
Yeah.
I'm with the fans kind of in the background. But going back on like our Instagram stories and seeing everyone's footage, like, I get to relive those games. And shout out to one of our interns, Ian. He got, like, the coolest shot of DR doing a backflip in the outfield. It was amazing. So shout out to you, Ian. Love you.
Yes. They literally don't miss a thing. I mean, they've probably got cameras on every angle, but still, like, it is incredible. Like, I feel like I would blink too much to be on the camera team.
And adding to all of that, we told you about the guys wearing banana costumes, but we didn't count and tell you about all the banana costumes that were laid out prior to gates opening. I know that Lizzie and Gabby, Heather, who is Baba's girlfriend, they were all there helping out and getting all those laid out for fans early, early Saturday morning. They started about 8 o'clock, putting all the banana costumes out in the bleachers, out in the grandstands, over by ABR. The entire stadium was covered in banana costumes. It was amazing.
It was incredible. They really do work hard in that all of that work that happens prior to the game starting. I mean, there was so much yellow covering Grayson Stadium. It was the best sight to see. And, you know, it really does take a village to lay 4,000 banana costumes out.
And a major shout out to all of our game day teammates. A lot of them just come in to work the game, so a lot of them also put, you know, hours in during the week, helping us out with merch, helping us get those banana costumes laid out when we do, like, fun specialty nights at the stadium. So shout out to all of our game day teammates that work just as hard as us.
They truly are the best. And I mean, the thing that is so incredible too is that our teammates, I mean, you say, oh, I need help on this one thing, and they swarm it like a beehive. Like, every single person, like, if you say, oh, like, if possible, like, I need some help over here, you then have 10 people swarming being like, how can I help?
They're such go-getters. I know that I was getting some things prepped and ready on Saturday, and I had people coming out of the concession stands to help me. And that wasn't even what they're, like, hired there to do, but they were all hands on deck because they saw that I needed some extra help with, like, a tent.
Yeah.
So kudos to all of them.
Literally the best. And so I know that we were also talking about, you know, as much fun as we had with the with the bananas, but the party animals,
they have stepped up their game this
year.
Shout
out to them. I mean, so we have Vava and we also have Sam as the coaches this year. They've been killing it. They have a whole planned out itinerary schedule, you know, fun stuff. And in true typical party animal fashion, I mean, they were playing beer pong or water pong, whatever it was, on the sidelines the other game, and then
playing ping pong out in the outfield.
And they are full of games.
And Breland made an amazing catch.
Yes. Like, they are just killing it, as usual. And then we even have one of our new players, Joe. He was able to, like, walk up to the plate only on his hands while Brett was holding his legs, so kind of like a wheelbarrow kind of thing. And then somehow he then, like, does a flip, and then he has also the best walkout song. You guys will have to watch the games on YouTube. Fun fact, we play the games on YouTube every game day. You'll have to watch and listen for his walk-up song because it's about, like, a mullet.
Yeah, it's called Mullet Shake.
Mullet Shake. It's literally the best thing ever. Go listen to that song right now.
If we were good with audio and stuff, we'd probably insert it right here.
Insert here. But yeah, best song ever. Literally, I will walk around the crowd, and when he walks up to the plate, everyone's shaking their heads.
Especially, like, the kids. They go crazy for that, and they go crazy for SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, they absolutely love it, and so highly recommend watching that. But he then shakes his mullet after doing a flip, and it's incredible.
It's, like, electric.
Yes, I wish I had the ability to do that, but I think I would just fall on my face.
And I don't think I could pull up a mullet. So.
Then, okay, so to end this, you know, incredible episode of being back and whatnot, let's talk about the amount of home runs that our boys are hitting. I mean, talk about barrel parties. They are hitting bombs left and right. I mean, I think the balls are still flying into outer space because it's just incredible. So Delano had a home run. And then shout out to DC3.
Our brother. Yes. Big brother.
We call Dalton Cornette our big bro because he's just the sweetest thing ever. But he, I think, hit maybe 20,000 home runs this weekend.
That's what it seemed like. Every second I turned around, like, Dalton Cornette just hit another home run. I'm like, yes, big bro.
Incredible. I mean, he is just just incredible. And so shout out to him. Noah Bridges also hit a home run, so that was very exciting. Then we got Tanner home run, and then he did a fun, super fun celebration, and it's just all incredible. And like we said, we don't get to watch most of the game because we're just, you know, running around doing other stuff, but we'll see afterwards online, like, the celebrations that they do or that they hit a home run. It's just incredible, and it is so much fun. I mean, the fact is, like, Noah Bridges, he hit a home run, and then he literally, like, throws his helmet across the field, just yeets that thing, and, like, the crowd goes crazy. They jump up on the stands. Like, I know as an employee, I get so hyped up about all of this, but the thing is, as the fans, like, having them, you know, jump up and be all excited, like, it's incredible. Like, you can't explain it to anyone.
You just have to watch it
for yourself.
That's what, when tons of people will stop us in the hotel because they see our backpacks, mm-hmm. they see our shirts, and they're like, what do you guys do?
Yeah.
And we explain to them that we work for this baseball team, but
it's
not baseball. You can't explain it. My first thing is, like, just go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Type it in.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, you will not be disappointed, but I'm just warning you now, if you go down the rabbit hole, like, you're not coming out.
Exactly. I mean, I have done that one year. I think as an intern, I was like, this was back in 2021, I was like, you know what, I'll go back and I'll watch the, like, TikToks that we've made. I was on TikTok for about a good 4 hours. I don't think anyone was able to find me. My phone was about to die because I was just scrolling, laughing. I mean, it's incredible. Like, we are literally the Banana's biggest fans. We always say that our employees are our biggest fans because we literally can't stop watching the videos. Every time a new TikTok or celebration comes out or DR goes viral on ESPN, every time I click on the Instagram stories, it is just every single person of the Banana's of Party Animals just reposting it, loving it. It's just incredible. Like, it is so much fun, hard to explain to other people, but I think gradually as this tour goes on, and people see us in the hotel, you know, eating breakfast, we'll get a little better at our explanations. And super exciting. We also have a home game on Thursday, I believe. Guys,
yes.
It's hard to keep track nowadays. You might have to let us know when we're playing because we're about to forget. But we have a home game on Thursday, which will be nice. And then we're also heading to Jacksonville this weekend. Super excited about that. I have a lot of cool groups that I'm really looking forward to working with. And Jacksonville's also just, like, down the street, so it'll be nice to kind of be little local and get the folks that are only 2 hours away a little bit of Banana's.
That's very true. I'm just crossing my fingers that there's not a lot of wind. I really don't need any more tents blowing away. But other than that, I am pumped for Jacksonville.
Yes, and so hopefully we will talk to you guys again soon. Who knows, maybe after Jacksonville, or we have Sugarland, Texas coming up soon.
I know, that one's going to be
exciting. Maybe we'll chat to you guys after that, because that will be our first flight of the year.
Yes.
So we'll get to fly to Sugarland, Texas, and I've never been there. Have you been there?
I have not.
Yeah, so, hey guys, maybe we'll come back with some cowboy boots and cowgirl hats.
I most definitely think that's going to happen. If I don't get a boots getting buggy in Texas, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yes.
And I'm sure I can convince some of the guys to go with us.
Oh, for sure. Fun fact, guys, there's been so many this episode, but fun fact, Bananas love line dancing.
We went on line dancing.
If you have a recommendation of where to go in Texas, please let your girls know.
Yes, please.
But it was great talking with you guys, and we will definitely catch you guys soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.